Let's sell that book. What's up, bookworms and future best-selling authors? I'm pumped to be back with you today. Listen, you've poured your heart and soul into writing your book, right? Now, it's time to work and get that masterpiece into the hands of readers. We're about to break down 10 practical ways to market your self-published book, both online and offline. So buckle up, grab your notebooks, and let's turn you into a marketing maven. First up, we're tackling the social media jungle. It's a vast, ever-evolving landscape where trends change in the blink of an eye, and staying relevant can feel like a full-time job. But don't worry, we've got you covered. And trust me, this ain't your grandma's Facebook. We're diving into the latest and greatest platforms that are shaping the way we connect, share, and promote our work. We're talking about leveraging the power of platforms like LinkedIn, Pinterest, and YouTube. Each of these platforms offers unique opportunities to reach different audiences and showcase your content in creative ways. Yeah, you heard that right, YouTube. Create engaging videos around your book's themes, do readings, or even share your writing process. Video content is king, and YouTube is the throne where you can reign supreme. On LinkedIn, tap into your professional network and share your expertise. It's not just about job hunting. It's about building a brand and establishing yourself as a thought leader in your field. Pin those aesthetically pleasing quotes and visuals on Pinterest to draw readers in. Pinterest is a visual discovery engine, perfect for showcasing the beauty and depth of your work. And remember, consistency is key, folks. Don't just post once in a blue moon and expect miracles. Develop a content calendar, schedule your posts, and keep your audience engaged with regular updates. Engage with your followers, respond to comments, and show them you're not just a robot spitting out promotional content. Authentic interaction builds trust and loyalty, turning casual followers into dedicated fans. Track your progress with analytics. Understand what works and what doesn't, and adjust your strategy accordingly. Celebrate your milestones, no matter how small, and keep pushing forward. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment. Social media is all about creativity and innovation. Try new formats, explore different types of content, and find what resonates with your audience. The social media jungle may be wild, but with the right approach, you can navigate it like a pro. Now let's talk about ads. Yes, ads. The very thing that most people love to hate. But what if I told you that ads don't have to suck? They can actually be engaging, informative, and even enjoyable. I know, you're probably thinking, Gary V, aren't ads dead? Well, not quite. The truth is, ads are very much alive, but the way we approach them needs to evolve. Listen, when done right, ads can be like that perfect cup of coffee. They wake people up and make them pay attention. Imagine sipping on a freshly brewed cup that not only energizes you, but also leaves you craving for more. That's the kind of impact a well-crafted ad can have. We're focusing on two powerhouses here: Amazon and trade magazines. These platforms are gold mines for reaching your target audience effectively. Amazon is a no-brainer, right? It's where people go to buy books. But it's not just about listing your book, it's about making sure it stands out in a crowded marketplace. Target your ads based on genre, keywords, and even competitor titles. This way, you're not just throwing your ad into the void, you're placing it right in front of people who are already interested in what you have to offer. Trade magazines are where your die-hard genre fans hang out. These are the people who live and breathe the genre you're writing in. They are always on the lookout for the next great read. Craft ad copy that pops, maybe even throw in some humor, and make sure your visuals are on point. A well-designed ad with a catchy headline and engaging visuals can make all the difference. Remember, you're competing for attention, so make it count. In a world where people are bombarded with information, your ad needs to be the one that stands out. So, get creative, be bold, and most importantly, make sure your ad doesn't suck. All right, content kings and queens, it's time to flex those writing muscles beyond your book. We're talking about blog articles, baby. Create valuable content related to your book's topic and sprinkle in those links like breadcrumbs leading back to your masterpiece. Think SEO, people. Use relevant keywords in your blog posts so they show up in search results. And don't be afraid to reach out to other blogs in your niche and offer to write guest posts. The more exposure you get, the better. Chapter 4. Throw a book bash. Who doesn't love a good party? I'm talking about planning a killer book launch event or a reading session that will have people lining up around the block. Think outside the box. Maybe you partner with a local coffee shop or bookstore. Promote the heck out of your event on social media. Send out press releases and invite everyone you know and their grandma. Engage with your attendees, make it memorable, and give them an experience they won't forget. Chapter 5, Your Website Equals Your Online Home. Listen, if you're serious about this author thing, you need a website. And not just any website, a professional-looking one that screams, "I'm a legit author." Think of it as your online home base where readers can learn about you, your book, and how to buy it. Make sure it's easy to navigate, mobile-friendly, and includes all the important stuff like your bio, book synopsis, reviews, and contact information. Podcasts, your voice, their ears. Podcasts are blowing up right now, and for good reason. They're a fantastic way to reach a targeted audience that's already interested in your niche. Start your own podcast where you interview other authors, discuss your book, or share your writing journey. Or better yet, get yourself invited as a guest on established podcasts in your genre. Pitch yourself as an expert, be engaging, and watch your book sales soar. Chapter 7. Influencers, Your Shortcut to Success. All right, let's talk about influencers. These are the individuals who have built a significant following on social media platforms. They have the power to sway opinions and drive trends. These are the cool kids on the block with massive followings who can make or break your book launch. Their endorsement can bring your book to the attention of thousands, if not millions, of potential readers. But here's the thing. You can't just reach out to any influencer and expect them to bite. It's not as simple as sending a message and hoping for the best. Do your research, find influencers who align with your book's genre and target audience. Look for those who have previously promoted similar content and have an engaged audience that trusts their recommendations. Craft a personalized pitch that shows you've done your homework. Mention specific posts or campaigns they've done that you admire, and explain why you think your book would be a great fit for their audience. Offer them something valuable, like a free copy of your book or an exclusive interview. You could also propose a giveaway or a special event that they can host for their followers. Make it a win-win situation. Show them how promoting your book can benefit them and their followers. Building a genuine relationship with influencers can lead to long-term partnerships that go beyond just one book launch. Chapter 8, Local Bookstores, Your New Best Friends. Don't underestimate the power of your local bookstore. These guys are passionate about books and love supporting local authors. Reach out to them and propose a book signing event, a reading, or even just ask if they'd be willing to stock your book. Offer to do a Q&A session or a workshop related to your book's topic. Building relationships with local bookstores can lead to long-term success and a loyal fan base. Chapter 9, Email Marketing, The Gift That Keeps on Giving. Email marketing might seem old school, but trust me, it's still one of the most effective ways to connect with your readers directly. Build an email list by offering a free chapter of your book or a discount code in exchange for signing up. Once you've got them on your list, send out regular newsletters with valuable content, exclusive sneak peeks, and special offers. Just don't be spammy. Nobody likes 100 emails in one day. Chapter 10, Book Reviews, Your Golden Ticket. Finally, let's talk about book reviews, those coveted gold stars that can make or break your book's success. Don't be afraid to reach out to readers, bloggers, and even other authors in your genre and ask them to review your book. Provide them with a free copy, be polite, and don't expect a glowing review from everyone. Positive reviews can skyrocket your book sales and give you credibility in the literary world. There you have it, 10 game-changing strategies to market your self-published book like a boss. Remember, marketing is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient, be persistent, and most importantly, be passionate about getting your book into the hands of readers who will cherish it. Now go out there, crush it, and show the world what you're made of. Thanks for watching. If you found these tips helpful, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more awesome content. Happy marketing.